somewhere in Brooklyn. A notfic by Litra and
Epaulettes.
Okay, so this is a notfic idea based on a song for Voice Team Week 2. The song in question is Somewhere in Brooklyn by Bruno Mars. I've had this song in my head as a Captain America Steve Darcy fic for like an age and a half, like ever since I first heard the song. And over time, it's grown into a full like story. Well, sort of a full story. I have the beginnings of a story. So this is actually perfect for this challenge. So in the song, the narrator is talking about, he sees this girl on the subway and she's, you know, she's this perfect girl and he starts talking to her and then he loses sight of her and he can never find her again. And of course the girl is Darcy. And so they're on the subway and they're heading, I think they have to be heading like, I don't know if they're heading into Brooklyn or out of Brooklyn. Anyway, it's a Brooklyn train. 'Cause of course Steve has his apartment out in Brooklyn, even though he's working with the Avengers and all of that. And in my head, Darcy is also working for the Avengers. She is either one of those like numerous PAs for Tony, or she is working for Coulson as a, you know, PA slash like trainee agent, you know, one of those. So they're both on this train. It's the middle of the night and it's New York, so it's not completely dead, but it's like as dead as a New York train can get. And Steve is on there because he has just gotten through some kind of mission and he, like, there was a 4-hour debrief after the mission and then there was another debrief after the debrief and there was, like, you know, all of this stuff. So he is kind of exhausted, but also in that post-battle, like, he's not ready to drop yet state of mind. Also, you know, Captain America, he could go for days without sleep. Anyway, so he's waiting for the subway and there's this girl who the audience knows is Darcy, but all he knows is like she has these bright red sneakers, high tops from the song, high tops. Like he likes her makeup. He likes her look. He likes her whole thing. And she's like kind of, she's got earbuds in and she's kind of like bobbing her head to the music. Except he realizes he can hear the music, and then he realizes that her headphones are not plugged into her phone, that, like, she's got her phone maybe in, like, a breast pocket. So the music from her phone is not super loud, but it's loud enough that he can hear it a few steps away, and she hasn't realized that her headphones aren't plugged in. And he can hear this hip hop song because that's again from the Bruno Mars song. And he like kind of blushes, kind of looks down, but he like steps over to her and like mentions, "Hey, your headphones aren't plugged in, but that's a cool song. I haven't heard it before." And he just starts talking to her and they start talking. And it's one of the most natural conversations that Steve has had since he woke up from the ice. Everybody's always treating him as Captain America, and this person does not appear to recognize him. I haven't actually decided whether Darcy does recognize him, but is just so flustered that her headphones weren't in, and that she's trying to play it cool, and so she, like, just, like, skips over that whole thing. Or she genuinely does not recognize him because even though she works for Tony Stark's or slash Coulson or whoever, she's only ever seen Steve as Captain America, full costume, cowl on, and right now he's being, aw shucks, Steve Rogers. And so they have this good but short conversation, and Darcy goes into how the song playing and what it means and yada yada, like, and it starts off as this really great conversation, and then at some point maybe they get on the train together and then they get off at different stops, or maybe they get on different trains, don't know, but
I totally hear you about every single aspect of the story. This sounds great. So first thing I definitely want to contribute is maps. I think that the best way for this to sort of work out is, because they would be working in like Avengers Tower or something like that, that they, if they both live in Brooklyn, they would be getting on the 4 or the 5 to go south in Manhattan, because that's right by Grand Central Station. Now my thought is, if they get on the 4 or the 5 together and they're in the same car, then they're stuck together for like 5 or 6 minutes, and then Darcy could get off on the L, because that's going to take her into, you know, Williamsburg, Flatbush, all of the trendier parts of Brooklyn. And of course, Steve is going to stay on, and he's going to end up farther south in Brooklyn. He's either going to stay on the 4-5, or he can switch to the F, or, you know, something else, to end up in Red Hook or wherever he has ended up now.
Of course, he loses sight of her. She goes off on her way, and he takes this memory of her back to his apartment, goes to bed, goes through his life, but he can't stop thinking about her. And now I see this fic as being full of pining. There's this dream idea of this girl who he really connected with. And you know that, like, Sam and Bucky, because I'm going to say Bucky is there because why the hell not, are both going to give him shit about pining after this girl that he barely knows. And also, like, why don't you go find her, Steve? Or, like, maybe he has some very flimsy excuse, like, she forgot something. And it's something that clearly does not mean a whole lot. It's maybe a, what could it be? What would it be? I don't know. Maybe it's like one of those ceramic coffee mugs that you can buy for $5 anywhere. Or maybe it's like a hat that it's just like a baseball cap, but it's also like, oh, hey, somebody, maybe she really cared about this hat. Or, you know, it's not something super important, but maybe she left it behind and he has this flimsy excuse that I must give it back to her, because he needs some kind of excuse to start, like, actively looking, because otherwise he would just be pining. So he starts, and maybe he starts telling people that he knows this girl, and people start assuming that, oh, he's dating this girl. So it builds up into this huge thing, and he's only met Darcy once. He's had one conversation with her, but he's too embarrassed to correct anyone. And then over on Darcy's side, she's had this one conversation. Either she realized it at the time that he was Captain America Steve Rogers, or she realizes it the next morning, when, like, she goes back into work the next morning, and it was super late, so she's, like, not hungover as in alcohol hungover, but hungover as in too little sleep hungover, and she's grumbling, she's got a enormous cup of coffee, she's trying to hammer at Jane, or trying to get Tony to do paperwork, or, you know, something. And she's going through these files, and It's probably about the debrief that happened the night before. She's like filing all the paperwork from the night before, and she looks at these images from this fight, and she's matching them up with like the timeline of what happened from everybody's reports. And she just looks at Steve, who has his like full Captain America uniform, except his helmet is pulled back. His cowl is off. And she just goes, head desk. I can't believe I talked to this guy for 20 minutes on the train without even, like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So either way, there's a huge amount of embarrassment there. She does not tell a soul, except for the fact that, you know, she works with the Avengers and she's playing it cool. And, you know, she can't tell anybody anyway because of NDAs and all of that. Except she keeps having these, like, potential interactions with Steve. Like, there's a meeting that they need someone to take notes, and maybe she pushes one of the other PAs, like, no, 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 please, please, please swap with me, because she cannot be in the same room with him. She is so embarrassed. And then, like, she has to tell him something, and she should do it by phone or by voice chat or by, you know, just find him in the building. But instead she chickens out and sends an email. And so Steve keeps, like, slowly gets this relationship with this PA who is, like, D. Lewis or something like that. And there are rumors all through the lower echelons of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Stark Industries or whichever company that Darcy works for, about how Cap has a new girlfriend, but nobody knows who it is. And maybe it's like it gets out to the press. And so there are these, you know, trashy magazine articles that, like, Captain America's secret girlfriend and all of that. And so Darcy, of course, knows it's not her because she only met him that one time, and they're not dating, obviously. But it, like, it gets mixed up in all of her other feelings for him, because he was really nice. And once she gets over the, like, most of the embarrassment of the conversation and not having, you know, known who he was, she also, like, she looks back and goes, like, if he wasn't Captain America, she would have asked him out for coffee or, you know, something like that. And, you know, somehow it has to come to a big head that something happens that puts them in the same place at the same time in a ridiculous situation. And I don't know what that situation is.
Is the obvious way to end this story, which is, of course, they have to meet on a train. I would suggest that I have two options for this. So the first one is that there is a somewhat viral video that went out of someone taking one of the trains that goes over the Manhattan Bridge. So that's either the B, the D, the N, or the Q. Personally, love the Q. I live on the Q myself. All of those go above ground over the Manhattan Bridge, which faces the Brooklyn Bridge. So you are getting this great view as you cross the river. And in this viral video, it's the 4th of July and you can see all the fireworks. So my first idea is obviously, you know, maybe Steve is doing it because he's a big nerd. And he's like, really, this is like the best way to experience the 4th of July in New York. And he's like, okay, well, I gotta do this. It's in his notebook or whatever. And Darcy is just there because she is coming back from a party or who knows, you know, something like that. And of course, Darcy is gonna realize it's his birthday because now she knows who he is. And there's going to be a moment where she just can't resist, and she has to make fun of him for this being how he chooses to spend his birthday. But also maybe there's like some internal thoughts about how this is kind of a lonely way to spend your birthday, and she just wants to hang out with him, and it sort of ends up being kind of cute, and then the fireworks make it all really romantic, and that's sort of just how it ends right there. And then now these two ideas could be related, but you could do one or the other if that's a little bit too corny for you. The other option, of course, is that there's some sort of incident on a train. Now, I'm like not the best about action stuff, but obviously there could be Kree, there could be, you know, like a random villain who pops up and the train is out of control and it pops out onto the bridge, and there's a big climactic scene where Steve is, you know, protecting the train cars from the villain, and it ends up that they're over the bridge and they've got this huge view, and he has to rescue Darcy because she's also on the train, and he's like, don't forget your hat this time, or make sure your headphones are you know, firmly attached to you. He tries like some sort of silly line, and she's like, one time doesn't count, and it's like really cute, and then he like ends up having to like hold her in his arms, and it's like one of those like hilarious pictures that ends up being taken as like a, you know, somebody's like snapping it on their phone, of course, and then that ends up going viral, and it's like, oh, this is Steve's girlfriend, and he's like, sorry, I didn't mean to like get you involved in this. This, you know, it's like such an embarrassing story. Like, I don't even really have a girlfriend. And she's like, wait, what? So that's my idea for how to end this story. Let's definitely take advantage of the New York aspect and the obviously the subway aspect, and also of course the Brooklyn aspect.
The end.